the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, I think that we've seen for some time now that those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear on the part of gun owners that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away. And you know, that there's probably an economic element to that. It obviously is good for business, but I think that you know, those of us who look at this problem have repeatedly said that responsible gun owners, people who have a gun for protection, for hunting, for sportsmanship, they don't have anything to worry about. The issue here is not whether or not we believe in the Second Amendment. The issue is, are there some sensible steps that we can take to make sure that somebody like the individual in Newtown can't walk into a school and gun down a bunch of children in a shockingly rapid fashion. And surely we can do something about that.
All right, there's the president from his press conference talking about the need to do something regarding gun violence in our country. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Tuesday, the 15th of January. The Ides of January are upon us, and we'll spend a good deal of time, as you can imagine, on gun control, the discussion of the debt limit, see what else we can stir up here during this hour of our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk, issue-oriented radio. Sometimes connections to news talk television become a part of our conversation as well. So stick around to find out what's going on. And if you'd like to contribute, 888-302-3684 is the number to keep in mind, to keep handy by. That's 888-302-DOUG. Next up is an excerpt from a conversation Greg Jarrett had with political analyst Doug Schoen, Pat Caddell, and John Lebutier about whether President Obama will issue an executive order to change gun laws if he can't get it through the legislative process.
My guess is he'll issue another executive order. Who needs Congress?
Well, that's the thing. Congress, as I think we're going to discuss, is not that popular. But we do have enshrined in our ethos and in our Constitution the separation of powers. And while I am a fervent and strong supporter of gun control, I'm nervous about an effort to bypass the Congress.
Well, I'm not sure anybody in the White House has ever read the Constitution, but go ahead, Pat.
Nor do they care about it. The fact is, look, we had a discussion this week about the $1 trillion platinum coin. Let's make a magic coin and make the deficit go away. And we had serious people. The White House was seriously considering it.
But now the Treasury says we're not going to do
Treasury
that.
Says we're, but they were considering it. This is madness. What we have going on here, and I saw today, Paul Krugman and others saying the president should just ignore the law because it's bad. Same thing on gun control. We are not a dictatorship. Some of these actions border on being like a banana republic or worse. Yeah. And we have now have people saying the law doesn't matter. And I think on gun control, they miss the boat. And without a big solution that involves schools, that involves mental health, violence, as well as guns,
John,
they're dead.
Is the Republican Party on the hot seat here? I mean, there's a lot of pressure at the White House, Capitol Hill, and in the media.
Well, I think they are, but I it's on assault weapons. That's really the point of contention.
Is it unreasonable to once again do a 10-year ban on assault weapons?
It's perfectly reasonable.
It's very reasonable.
We should do it, but we should get a national consensus for doing that.
Right.
Background checks and getting rid of
We've seen in polls that the wisdom of the people is way ahead of these politicians. They know that mental health, the nutty kids sitting in front of a computer watching violent
video
games.
The four studies on that 10-year ban on assault weapons ended up concluding it had no impact.
Right. And by the way, my daughter, with three children under the age of seven and under, she's worried about security in the schools, too.
You're worried about securities in the school where your children go? 888-302-3604. The president addressing several things, including the issue of gun control, in the last press conference of his first term. He urged Republicans to authorize an increase in the debt ceiling, and he also spent a lot of time talking about how to vigorously pursue recommendations from Joe Biden's gun control task force. See, I'm confused here. I don't know whether you are as well. I understood the task force to be about not only gun control, but about violent videos and also about the mental health of our nation and youngsters especially. So what happened to those two? I guess they're going to come up later on, or is this just all, was it a ruse focused on gun control? We do need some stiffer gun laws and measures. I think most people agree on that. How we go there from that point remains to be seen. 888-302-3684, so it's another referendum on the president and the executive order stuff. That he's going to, if he continues down this path, it's my feeling, not my wish, but my feeling, that he will stir us into some sort of national revolution, because people are beginning to figure this out. And especially, as an aside here, if as has been suggested this week, there's some form of way of, there's a plan that's been hatched to take care of the 11 million illegals in our country by getting some plan that will show them the way, if you will, to become legal citizens. And of course, then there'll be voters for the Democratic Party. The Democrats then can take over the House. You don't think that's part of the plan? 888-302-3684. More on gun control, along with your calls, coming up here on today's Countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and ink refill. Limit 2.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
DougStepan.com is where you go to get past hours of the countdown. If you want to keep up with it or you don't hear the whole thing, you may have missed a little bit of it, you can go to DougStepan.com, go to the listen box or the archives. Our number two or our number, Michael, how do we do that with the countdowns? Just show up as the countdown on our list of, on the archives. Okay, there you go. Help yourself to that information as we continue to pursue the number one issue of the week again, which is gun control. Here's radio host Bob Durgin talking to legal analyst Paul Rossi about the president's use or possible use of the executive order to circumvent Congress.
Why does a president have a right to unilaterally drop gun restrictions on the citizenry without congressional approval?
Well, the short answer is that he can't. And the long answer is presidents are authorized to clarify laws where Congress has delegated to him the right to issue, most federal laws permit the president to promulgate regulations and other rules to clarify the law that has been passed. So very likely in the law passed that establishes registration of background checks for gun owners. I haven't read the law myself, but I happen to know that the law contains a provision allowing the president to promulgate regulations to effectuate the law. So
in the president's opinion. So in other words, the president can become a dictator in the sense of issuing executive orders that he considers clarifying something passed by Congress, and maybe Congress disagrees. Then what?
Well, Congress then first of all, where a president exceeds his powers under the law, there are two remedies. One, Congress can repeal the law, which is unlikely to happen given that the president would probably veto the law and you would need two-thirds of both houses to override his veto. The second mechanism to challenge an executive order is through the courts, and the courts have on two occasions held executive orders to be in violation of the statute and ruled them unconstitutional. Harry Truman, back in the 1940s, tried to nationalize all steel mills in the country and place them under federal control, and Supreme Court held that was invalid because it was an attempt to make law rather than clarify or act to further a law put forth by Congress. Now, and Bill Clinton issued an executive order prohibiting the federal government from contracting with businesses that hired strike breakers. That was also held by the courts to be in violation of constitutional rights and exceeded his powers granted to him under Congress. So there are instances where presidents have acted in excess of their power to issue regulations and executive orders, and the courts have stricken them down.
All right, so is this a way to get around things? You have a lot of speculation because the right-wingers really want to go to town on this, and it's a good way to whip up the troops. Whether it happens or not, the fact that somebody's thinking about it, though, seems pretty disturbing. Here is Margaret in Connecticut with a focus on stricter gun control and where it's effective.
In Europe, where they have taken a strong stand against holding guns in people's hands, that the result has been that deaths and these accidents have gone down precipitously. So another example of that is Mayor Bloomberg, who has really done a lot in New York City in terms of buying back guns and stopping people and asking them if they have guns. This past year, the deaths from gun violence are at a new low.
888-302-3684. In a moment, we'll talk a bit, because I think part of the discussion here on violence needs to visit the story of the 12-year-old boy who was found responsible for killing his neo-Nazi father. That coming up here on our countdown.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour. Today's review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. The 12-year-old boy from here in California that was found responsible, that doesn't mean found guilty, found responsible for the second-degree murder of his father, who was a neo-Nazi. That happened in Riverside Superior Court. The judge handed down the verdict. Juvenile court equivalent of guilty is responsible. The boy is 10 years old when he shot his father as he was asleep. He acknowledged, the judge did, that the boy's history of abuse. He was neglected by his parents. His father was guilty of all kinds of domestic violence. Fighting with his wife, fighting with the children physically, and the problem, the potential for violence, the judge said, could have been predicted based on prenatal substance abuse by the mother. Man, what a Molotov cocktail. What a disaster. And bring a kid into the world like that and having it end up the way that it did. Sentencing is scheduled for next month. What an outrage. And this is another one of these things. This mixes up the whole thing together. The violence, the guns, mental condition of this young boy. Woof. Here's Talk Host Jeff Wagner talking about both sides in the debate and thinking about how extreme they are here.
You know, there's this ongoing debate that continues about the whole notion of gun control, crime control. You know, what if anything, can we do to prevent some of the horrible situations, some of these horrible tragedies, these mass killings? And I think it's fair to have that dialogue. At the same time, though, I describe this as Adult Swim. You know, if we really want to have a conversation about stopping gun violence in this country, that's fine, but we can't focus on the extremes. You know, we can have the conversation about, okay, should you ban, 20 clip magazines clips that have 20 bullets in them. Okay, and that's, matter of fact, in New York, I think what they're looking at doing is banning the semi-automatic assault rifle and then limiting the size of clips to like seven. Like they think that's going to make a substantial difference, because it seemed to me if you have somebody that's inclined to commit a mass murder, the difference between having a 10-shot clip and a 7-shot clip probably isn't going to make too much difference. But again, you know, you've got the politicians that are, in some cases, posing for holy pictures and pandering to their constituencies, and in other cases are genuinely trying to get their hands on, you know, how do we, if at all possible, you know, how do we prevent some of these, you know, these horrendous mass murders? And I think that's very fair. At the same time, though, I continue to say we also have to focus on not just the horrible thing in Newtown, Connecticut. We also need to focus on, you know, the day-in, day-out gun violence that occurs in our urban areas. You know, in the city of Milwaukee, in any given weekend, you're going to have, you know, half a dozen or more examples of shootings or homicides, you know, as a result of shootings. And in almost none of those cases, not none, but in almost none of those cases, it's not going to be a semi-automatic assault rifle. It's not going to be, you know, somebody that had, you know, a 9mm pistol with a giant clip. I mean, it's going to be people, you know, with your typical handgun that's not going to be subject to any sort of these gun control things we're talking about.
888-302-3684. Your calls will be up next. We take calls live on the air. We take some of them and play them back later. And we also have some calls from some of the programs that are monitored by us and the folks at talkers.com, which is a good place for you to go if you love the format. Every day there are updates on what's going on with your favorite hosts and the subject matter at hand. Just to sort of review where we are before we start taking your calls, the president is facing powerful opposition to gun regulations, so he's weighing 19 steps that could be taken through executive orders. They would include tightening up a gun sale, background checks, that sort of thing. So are you for it or against it? 888-302-3684. What do you think should happen to that boy who was found responsible for killing his father? 28 past the hour.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch, the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have been asked to announce that Federal Judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Top 10 review happens on the weekends. Every weekend we have a three-hour program that goes through all of the top 10 items. The last couple of weeks, gun control has been number one. I'm going to speculate that it'll be number one again this week because of the continuing discussion, President's press conference, and then the understanding what's going on, the steps that could be taken to order stricter action against people who lie on gun sale, limits on federal research into gun use. Obama is expected to unveil proposals perhaps later this week. So what do you make of all of this? 888-302-DOUG as we continue here on the countdown to discuss gun control, starting with Mike in Louisiana, who is actually somebody who thinks we ought to be thinking about violent video games.
I play these types of games a lot, and I know a lot of people who do. And, you know, none of us are violent people at all, you know. And I don't think that that has anything to do with it, you know. And pretty much almost all of these people that are doing this stuff, like the guy that was in Newtown, they all have mental problems, you know. And also, you know, before there were these types of games or any type of entertainment, really, there are people giving people way back then. So, you know, I really don't think that these games or videos or anything like that has anything to do with what we're talking about.
888-302-3684. What do you think, for those of you who are just joining us, I told a story about that 12-year-old boy found responsible here in California for killing his neo-Nazi father. Wondering now out loud, what do you think ought to happen to him? 888-302-DOUG. Next up on the hit parade here is Ken, listening in Michigan. He also is focused on violence.
I wanted to make a comment about the violent media during commercials, and you're watching a show that doesn't have any violence in it, and then you go to commercial, and the news or the game industry might show Call of Duty, or they might show a trailer for an upcoming movie. It's extremely violent, even though the show content that you're watching doesn't have any violence in it, but you're bombarded during the commercials with the show of violence.
All right. There's a lot to be said. A lot of people are interested in violence in our calls today. John here in California talking about animals that are killed in the pursuit of hunting, etc.
Life is cheap in some parts of the world, and 9 billion animals are killed every year just for our consumption in this country. And 10 elephants were killed just for their tusks, and I think there's a moral consequence to that. You know, you don't need to eat meat to live. And this massive extermination of the other species plays a part.
All right, you agree with that? Those of you who are hunters, this is a vast difference. There's a real chasm in our country with regard to ideas about what the proper way to live is. It's like those who there's really no middle anymore in much of any areas when you talk about how people eat, and the looking at those who are obese or who are overweight or don't eat right versus those who do. There's very little in the middle. Jesse in Florida on guns and how easy it is to get them there.
Yeah, I've just been thinking about, you know, violence in the media and just how I just kind of related to the cowboy movies and shows of the 50s and 60s, the G.I. Joe cartoons that took place in the 80s. It's always been around, and I see it's more of the guns that weren't being able to be possessed back then are able to be possessed now. Someone made a comment about these are younger people. I think in these instances, it's been people who have been bullied or in mental issues. And I think those are the things that need to be worked on, not so much media, violence, video games. I just can't imagine that kids that play violent video games just believe that killing is all of a sudden right. I think it's been going on for a long time, and I think the problem is the availability of guns and the lack of mental care and bullying for the youth. And if that was solved, I think the problem would be a lot less.
A lot of people agree with you. 888-302-3684, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, now welcoming Jerry in South Dakota with a focus on schools.
I have a 22-year-old son who is a product of the last, 15 years of schooling. And basically what the schools did, I think, is we have to take into consideration. We took away scorekeeping. We took away recess. We put them on Ritalin, and we take away the role models, the male role models anyway, cowboys and loggers and G.I. Joes. Sure, we grew up with that as our generation, but they've been kind of demasculated this last generation. And then now we're trying to blame the games and movies. The last place where actually good role models for the male are found. Now, again, Rambo and Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, John Wayne, they were all good guys using the guns for the right purposes, to protect Americans, to protect women and children, etc. And they happen to be all Republicans, too, these action figures. So I guess it makes it an easy target for the left. But if we take all the role models away for the boys, and we take all guidance and we stop keeping score, how are we going to teach the next generation of men to defend America properly? The military is the last place that we have this mentality where it's okay to be honorable. And the military is probably the places where equal opportunity employment and with women and minorities and everything is at the premium. So maybe we're going in the wrong direction.
888-302-3684. You can always react to what some of your fellow callers are saying or thinking as well here. It's not just about the issue. It may be about what other people are saying. Here's Gilbert in Oklahoma, who kind of is going down the same path here with children and outside influences.
You cannot protect the children from the outside world. Many of the children bring into the schools what they have observed and witnessed on the outside. Jesse Ventura said it first. He said, we have been at war in this country since 1945 and something. And so conflict resolution, we can't get it going because we look at the grown folks, the adults in the system. Whenever anything happens, go shoot them. And that's our government. That's our military. Look at the military bases. And the children see it, and they come into the schools. And the one who is the biggest one, I have more power than you. The bullying going on in school is the same thing that they witness on the outside. There's no sense of sitting down and working out a situation. Conflict resolution is not working for adults, let alone children.
888-302-3684. I'm reading some of the blogs on this from various states. A lot of people in New York State have praised the various gun control suggestions. Michael Bloomberg, who's the mayor of New York, is big on trying to curb access to guns. Let's move to New Hampshire now, where Walter says it's not the violent games, but the lack of family that most children are growing up either with or not with.
I'm 51 years old, and I have been a gamer since gaming came out. And a long time ago, they used to complain about a game called Dungeons and Dragons, which was a role-playing game. They said it led to the violence. They said it led to kids killing people and such things as that. It's not. It's just like football. You hear about football players going crazy and such things as that. I believe that there is something wrong with a person that extends on over through family, or whatever. You know, we got to start looking at getting the family back together again, all right, and putting more discipline on the children. My two boys, they play. I don't have a problem with them. They're playing Call of Duty. They're playing other games like that. I don't believe it is based off of the video games. I believe it's in the family now.
888-302-3684. That was interesting. Representative Congressman Steve Stockman of Texas has said that he's going to threaten the president with impeachment if they use executive action to pursue gun control. He said, quote, "I'll seek to thwart this action by any means necessary, including but not limited to eliminating funding for implementation, defunding the White House, even filing articles of impeachment." Does that square with you? Let's go to North Florida, where Stacy listening to the countdown. Yes, you're on the air, Stacy. Go ahead, please.
Hi there, yeah. I'm just saying that any type of gun control or stricter laws, getting rid of guns or not being able to sell certain guns is not going to help anything. Education is what's going to help. Any stricter laws and prohibition of any type of drugs is going to just chip away at our personal liberties and freedoms. Education from a young age, locking up those guns, what safety is, that's what's going to work. The rest of it won't do anything but continue to take away our freedoms and liberties.
Do you have guns in your home, Stacy?
Absolutely.
How do you protect them? How old are your children, by the way?
My kids are grown, and they're all very well educated.
How did you learn how to use and respect firearms?
Family, friends, parents, very responsible.
So you've been around them most of your life, have you?
All my life, yep.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. 888-302-DOUG. Here's Jeff in Bedford, Virginia. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on now live. Next on the countdown.
Yeah, there's a lot to do with parenting, Doug. I've done a lot of things in my life, but when you look back, you know that you comes right down to your mother and father teaching you right from wrong. They have to instill this from you as a child. In modern-day society, most mothers and fathers are television shows and video games, and that's not a reliable source. People need to get back to parenting.
Well, they need to, but the question is, how do they do it? How do we get them away from the distractions that you've just brought up, Jeff? Make a good point, but then it's the how-to. Do people realize even what's going on? Is it the next-door neighbor's house and not at their house? Nobody is blinking on this at the moment, and that may be one of the problems. More calls as we have time. We'll spend a little bit of time. I think we'll have moments for the debt limit discussions as the countdown conditions, but still time for a few more of your calls on the gun debate. It's 15 before the hour.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity
oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La la la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers back day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
888-302-3684. Reading some of the blogs, the email, by the way, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's Ron, who writes, every day in American cities, innocent men, women, and children are killed. Many of the deaths involve gang wars with illegal weapons. The police have their hands full fighting crime. Why did the president and his administration fail to focus on these problems? The answer is simple. The people are poor, and you can't get campaign contributions from poor people. 888. That's interesting. That's very interesting, isn't it? 888-302. Doug, next up on the conversational row is Earl in Massachusetts with some thoughts.
I have a thought that has come across my mind regarding guns. And why would it not be possible that for any guns manufactured to have, for instance, a video camera and a tracking device on every gun? This, to me, would enable any gun, if they can give you a car that will turn off if you don't make your payment, and they can track your phone, why could not this device be put into a gun and activate a camera when it's lifted to video whatever action that occurred with that gun? It's a thought. I'm just trying to figure out how we can remedy this heinous problem that's occurring in this country.
Well, that is a heinous problem. There's no question about that. It's interesting looking at some of the internal conversations going back and forth that are reported on by The Hill, which is the newspaper for Congress. And the report is that the administration doesn't have many tools available to take action against violence in video games. President Joe Biden, with their meetings, apparently the Entertainment Trade Association is a part of all of these conversations. They were around last week and around again this week. A vice president said there'd be recommendations focusing on changes not only to firearm laws, but to that which touches violence in video games as well. 51 past the hour. The flu is next.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, the countdown with now a focus. I said earlier we do the debt ceiling, but actually there's more action in the flu corner than anywhere else other than gun control. So let's spend some time on that. Here is Jamie Colby talking to medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel and Dr. David Samadi about some of the misconceptions people may have about what's going on in this country regarding the flu.
We want to talk about the levels at which we are now with the flu and what the very latest is. These reports are a little disturbing that we may be short on vaccine, short on Tamiflu.
Jamie, I'd like to bust a couple of myths on the flu because I've been watching all the media coverage. And outside of David and I, there's a few things that people are getting misconceptions about. First of all, we're calling this an epidemic. People are panicked. What's an epidemic? Did you know that flu is an epidemic every single year for a certain period of time, a couple of weeks usually? Maybe we have a more severe year this year. We probably do, but we're not going to know that for sure till the end of the year. So that's the first thing. It's an epidemic. But flu is always an epidemic. And if we can just use the time here to shed a spotlight on the flu, how it is a dangerous virus, how it can kill, how it can cause other infections to march in, like pneumonia, like bronchitis, then we're doing a service. Second thing, vaccine. I've been talking for 10 years about getting a better flu vaccine. We can't afford it yet. It's about $1 billion to get the research going. The problem with the flu vaccine is you need a different one every year. We've both been talking about how the Centers for Disease Control says it's 62% effective. They should get a hats off for that because we're the only country in the world that does a test of the flu vaccine in the middle of the flu season to see how effective it is. They go around asking people, you know, did you go to a doctor for flu symptoms? It's 62% less likely that you'll go to the doctor with flu-like symptoms, meaning it decreases how severe you get the flu.
And they're working now on next year.
Right, right.
How?
And by the way, one more thing on that. As David was saying yesterday, we're not really going to know how effective this vaccine is until April. When we look back in the rearview mirror and we say, how many people did this really help? We need a better vaccine. They're already working on the one for next year. But that's because they have to do it this way. It's a crazy situation. We need one flu vaccine that lasts 10 years. The third thing I want to say quickly is, people, you may have the flu. You may not have the flu. You may have something else and think you have the flu. You were saying before we came on you were coughing. You know, David has had a cold this week. Everybody thinks they have the flu this week. It may not actually be the flu. Or you may have the flu and something else. You may have the flu and bronchitis, or the flu and a sore throat.
Now no one's going to come near me. Thank you so much. No, I stayed home all week, folks, and really, if you can rest, it seems like rest was the only thing that really helped. I hope you're feeling better, Dr. Simon.
I am.
But the thing is, why wouldn't drug companies overproduce a product like Tamiflu or the flu vaccine, knowing that they may have epidemic levels, which we've reached?
People are not listening. So they're producing about 135 million. We already have given 128, but despite everything that's said, they're not going to get vaccinated for whatever reason. Maybe they think it causes autism and other things. There's a lot of myth out there. This is a dead virus. Obviously, it cannot cause flu after you get the vaccine. But I have a different perspective. Obviously, this is what Mark does for a living. But I think that we should do a better job. And FDA and other companies, manufacturers, should do better than 62%. And we'll find out in April, it was only great 50% of the time. Look, the bottom line is, this flu virus is a very fluid and it's a very smart one. And every year, it seems like we're chasing it instead of getting it ahead of time. What it does, it has something like, you know, antigen shift or antigen drift. In the middle of the season, all of a sudden, it can change the style of it. And now you have almost like either a complete new strain, like a B1, or a little bit different. And now the virus, the vaccine is not going to work against it.
It's pretty interesting. I agree with Dr. Siegel there. This is not an epidemic. The use of the word by the news media to scare you is just another affront to your sensitivities. It's bunkum. And maybe there's a stronger word than that for it. It's now time for our host, Scott Sloan, to have a conversation with Dr. Rebecca Lee about whether being stressed or paranoid about the flu actually can give you the flu or make you sick.
Everybody is flipping sick around here. It makes me glad I got the flu shot, although I'm kind of paranoid about it. I will see people, and I'm being around people who are sick all the time. The goo is floating around the building. You go out in public, you know, people are hacking all over. Went and got some groceries this weekend, ready for ahead to reload for round two, and the little clinic in my Kroger packed with people getting treated, and they just looked all sickly. I feel for you. You got the flu right now, but I don't want it. I don't like to be that miserable, and a little injection in my arm in October can prevent that. I'm all good. But I still think I get, like, every time I sneeze or have a sniffle or and it just maybe dust or something, I think, oh, my God, I'm coming out with the flu. I'm, like, really freaky paranoid about all this stuff. I think I'm going to get myself sick. I see sick people, and I'm thinking, you know, I got a cough. Do I got something in my throat? I'm, like, a little on edge about it. Can I actually mentally make myself sick?
Well, stress can reduce your body's ability to fight off infection. It does impact your immune system.
I don't think it's stress. I think it's stupidity.
Well, it is stress, though, because we are hearing so much about the flu.
Right.
And so it sounds like, you know, but there are sick people all around. And so that's why we have to take extra precautions. I spoke with you last week about hand washing.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's coughing, I mean, if you see someone coughing just without covering their mouth, you need to say, hey, cover your cough.
Hi, that's it for today's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Tomorrow at the same time, we'll look forward to having you here on the...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.